Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. I had some technical support that I needed there. So thank you very much, Terry. I want to thank you for joining me today, this afternoon, morning, wherever you are in the world. Wherever you are in the world, I want to thank you for being here with me. I never take it for granted because there's so many places and things that we can be doing at this very moment. But you've taken time out of your schedule, pardon me, out of your life, out of your 84,600 seconds that God has given us today to be here. And I'm happy about it. You know, I've been thinking so much about resetting and restarting. And even as we are approaching various seasons in our life, it's important that we don't let other things kind of like fall by the wayside, that we're able to do what is often referred to as like accumulated knowledge or accumulated experiences, where we add on to it, not allowing the important things to drop off. In other words, this is not replacing one thing for another. It is actually accumulating, resetting, so that we can get sharper, so that we can get more on point. And even in the area of the creative power that God has given us, even in the realm of our finances, we may need to reset or restart our finances. It doesn't mean you empty out your account and start fresh. I think that's probably one of the best examples I could use. But what it means is this, is that we begin to add on. And so this is one of my main goals, that we begin to add on. And one of the ways that we can utilize the creative power that is within us, even regarding our finances, God has given us creative power regarding the money, the investments, the assets that He blesses us with. It's going to begin with watching the words that we speak. What I'm boiling this down to is this: only speak what you desire. We're talking about a restart, a reset. If we can begin to internalize and then begin to live out these things of only speaking what we desire, that is not always the easiest thing to do. Can you hear me now? Just a minute. I don't know if you can hear me. Can I just get a quick audio check? I'm getting some texts that I'm not coming through. Okay. Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Shatoya. Okay. Apologize for some of the glitches that we may be experiencing, but just stick with me for a moment, okay? So we're looking at the creative power that God has placed in us, and you have it. You have it already. It is a matter of us utilizing it and using this resource, this tool, this innate ability. I said an innate ability, an ability that is within us. Thank you so much. And thank you. Thank you. And so only speak what we desire. This can be challenging. Only speaking what you desire, because there are many outside forces, even things that we are perceiving. In other words, we're hearing, we're seeing, we're touching. Listen, this can also give us a challenge in only speaking what we desire. I want you to really think about this and begin to internalize this. Am I able to speak what I only desire? Yes, you are. Why? Because you have the ability to control your thoughts. That's right. Only speak what you desire, and our words come from our thoughts. Only speak what you desire, and begin to refrain from speaking sometimes just foolish words. And I do it as well. I'm never exempt from where we're going as we move forward in the Dr. Glovina Show and the inspiration that we want to provide, the knowledge that we want to provide. But even in terms of just speaking foolish words, not to insult anyone, you know that's not my intent, but sometimes I can even say something, you know, you say things like, you know, oh, I love him to death. No, you don't. Let's begin to watch those things. Oh, I'm so stupid. No, you're not. Eradicate those. We're looking at restarts and resets for a greater advancement as we move throughout this planet Earth. God has invested this. He's given us this Earth. And so now it is our responsibility, individually and collectively and worldwide, in order to present something to God that he would be so proud of, that would put such a beautiful smile on his face, if I could say it like that. So as we begin to only speak what matters, I hope that I'm not losing you, as we begin to speak only what matters, then we begin to eliminate foolish words. We begin to eliminate what we don't want in our life. And we begin to speak like every word will come to pass. Oh, my God. Because the power of life and death, it's in our tongue. It's in our vocal cords. I'm trying to sit down here because I'm getting excited about this. So let's speak like every word will come to pass. What I say will come to pass. Because if we want to speak life, we must speak life. If we want to speak enjoyment, prosperity, these are the things that must come from our mouth. If you want contentment, begin to speak these words. And it may take a little while to program it. Yeah, like sometimes, you know, I'm going to use an example here. When I need something programmed on my laptop, I may have to take it to someone else to program it. But when I just need to download an app on my phone, I'm able to do that just on my iPhone or my mobile device. Listen, there are some things that we need programming, and we need the help of others. Sometimes it can come from a lecture, it can come from a book, it can come from something very informative that we may see on YouTube or Facebook. It may come from us attending our household of faith so that our leader, our spiritual leader, is teaching us and programming us for success. Now, I'm not talking about robotic programming. I'm talking about the programming that we're learning. Please listen to what I'm about to say, my beloveds. We're learning how to think, not what to think. And many of you that have heard some of my talks before, you've heard me say this before, we want to know how to think. And often others, through their various sources of getting information to us, they can help to teach us how to think. But we're not looking for someone to teach us what to think. They're not trying to teach you what to think, but please listen, how to think. Yeah, how to think. And this is where we're coming from today. Watching the words that we speak, only speaking what we desire. Please, please, please. Speaking a lot of foolish words. Speak like every word that we speak will come to pass. And then programming our mind for success. Did you hear that? Programming our mind for success. You can do this. You can do this. We're not talking about robots here because I'm going to take another leap of faith here because the angels are listening. The angels of God are listening. Yeah. Yes, they are. And the kingdom of God can help us to overcome some of the things that we may be going through. Because according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, angels are ministering spirits. Yes, yes, nothing spooky, nothing spooky. Not ladies just prancing around in these flowing gowns. No, we're talking about ministering spirits. And so when we speak God's word, these angels take heed, and they help us to fulfill the promises of God that are available to us. I want you to really, sometimes we have to go back and listen to something over and over again. It's a practice that personally I incorporated into my life many years ago. And I would listen to at that time it would be cassettes or CDs or watching a video over and over again, because every time I heard something different. Every time something else would be deposited within my mind and within my heart. If you notice, if you even watch, just say a regular movie, if you watch it again a second time, you'll pick up something. You'll begin to pick up clues. You'll begin to pick up little hidden messages that the producers, the actress, that they have placed within the movie. And it is the same thing. If you listen to these podcasts over and over again. So we have to get it deep within us. So as I said, when we speak God's word, these angels, they take heed and they help to fulfill the promises of God that are available to each one of us. There's a creative power on the inside of you, my beloveds. Yes, it is. And so what we're saying is that as we speak God's word, there's supernatural aids that we have, angels, the Holy Spirit, helping to carry out the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Spirit of God, helping to carry out the promises, the destiny that he has placed upon our lives. You want to achieve your destiny. Yes. You want to say what God says about you. And you know what happens when we do that? We remind ourselves, we begin to gain confidence in who God has created us to be. Wow, you're created in his image and in his likeness. You really are. And so we must keep our mind and our thought words on God. And not so much on what the world is saying to us about the economy. Yeah, We're still talking about this creative power that is within us that can even help to move our finances to a new level. Focus on God. Listen, I'm trying to stay so calm here. Focus on God as the only cause of your financial success. I know sometimes people get afraid of the word prosperity. I don't know why. Because the word of God does indeed remind us. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even. So it's going to be even as your soul prospers. So as our soul is prospering, we should be evenly financially prospering as well. You talk about balance. That's some balance there. So focus on God as the only cause of our, can I say it, prosperity. In other words, focus on God as the only source of our abundance. Yeah. Inflation, recessions that are predicted. None of that. What we want to do is acknowledge that inner presence of God as our source. My beloved, if this is resonating at all with you, know that God has everything that we need. We are complete, according to Colossians, we are complete in God. But now let's begin to watch what we say. Don't say that you're broke, you know, honey, I don't have that kind of money. Don't say those kinds of things. Begin to think and restructure what we're going to allow to come out of this powerful source that we have, which is the power of the spoken word. Yeah. God is the only activity that we should be acknowledging in our finances. That's right. Don't acknowledge this got cheated or that got cheated or you went here and that happened and that. No, let's begin to, we're talking about resets and restarts. We're going to know that God, everything that we have, acknowledge it. It came from God. Everything that we desire to have, it's going to come from that abundant source of God. And let's truly get an understanding now, as we say, to God be the glory. Am I right about it? Let's get a real understanding. Everything I have, it came. Everything that I will have, it comes from God. Why? Because we truly understand glory. It is God's glory that we acknowledge for the abundance that flows in and through our life. And why is he blessing you? He's blessing you to be a blessing. He's blessing you to be a blessing. Yeah. He's putting you in proper alignment. He's putting us in proper placement so that we can be placed under a window of heaven so that as the blessings are flowing, we won't miss them. But it's also going to start with the powerful words that we release from our mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Because, oh, wow. You know what happens when we begin to think on a level of abundance? There is a mind consciousness that takes place. There's a level that we begin to align with that brings us, my beloveds, a level of poise. It does. You know something, you know, I often draw upon my experience and share. They're just small things. They're not big, huge things. They're just things that I learned. And I often say my children and I, we grew together because we learned together about so many things about life. But when my kids were young, someone shared with me. They said, you can afford to take your family out to dinner at least once a week. Well, this gives you, you know, this really gives you an insight into I was at the time financially struggling. And I'm not intimidated or ashamed to say that because remember, to God be the glory, right? I truly understand now, to God be the glory. So they said, you know, you can afford to take your family out to dinner at least once a week. At that time, I didn't think, wow, why should I spend money going out when I can cook? But it began to give us, what, another level of consciousness. Even if our level was a fast food restaurant, it was still out to dinner with the family, and it was something that they could look forward to. Other thing was this. No matter what the financial situation was, our children always received an allowance. Listen to what I'm about to say. The allowance was not for the chores that they did. That was expected. They lived in the home, so it was also their responsibility to help to maintain the home. The allowance that they received every week, it was not for chores that they did. But the allowance they received was money that they were given every week, and they could depend on it, and they could save it, they could plan to get things. It gave them a level of confidence. Again, a prosperity level of consciousness. Listen, it brought them confidence. And this can bring us even poise. It can bring us contentment and peace and joy and freedom. If we'll remember this, and if we begin to practice, because what these small things will do, and you can put it in whatever your particular scenario is, but it will give us, my beloveds, freedom from the fear of lack. Somebody just said, It gives us a freedom from the fear of lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing. So as we begin to connect on a higher level of abundance, guess what? We begin to experience freedom from the fear of lack. We begin to come out of a psychological prison of believing that, what? Can't afford this. I can't afford that. We have to put back on this. We have to. But as we begin to speak the words that will bring to us and attract to us what we desire, it will begin to manifest. The words that we speak, we want those words to come to pass that will fulfill the divine destiny that God has upon our life. We're talking now, I know money, as we see it, is a tangible thing, but money is also a spiritual thing. Think about it. You don't see, at least here in America, we don't see money as it is deposited into our, we call it direct deposit here in America. This is for some of our overseas listeners, and we have many. But as we begin to get an understanding that it's a spiritual, it's really almost invisible, but it has a tangible manifestation. Remembering, God is my supply. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's get a spiritual understanding of what's going on here. He's given us the power of life and death in our tongues. Yeah. He's given us that ability. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sheila. And we want to walk in that freedom from the fear of lack. We're going to begin to obtain a spiritual understanding that what? God is my supply. I'm going to repeat it. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Simply begin to believe that there is a creative source on the inside of each one of us. You think about it. People invent things I'm not going to be so blasé as to say people invent things every day. But everything that we basically look at, God gave this invention to someone. He gave this creation to someone to create, and they did it. And in many cases, you could look at a lamp that's right in front of you. You can look at perhaps the cell phone that you're using. This creative ability is on the inside of us. Yes, it is, my beloved. Don't sell yourself short. Yeah, we want freedom from the fear of lack. And we're going to get a spiritual understanding that my God is my supply, and he will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. As we're closing out the podcast today, I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. All of my listeners, we have listeners from all over the world. We're up to 5,100 listeners, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this. I want to also put this in there. We're talking about real true prosperity. We're talking about true financial wealth. We're talking about the freedom from the fear of lack, because there's definitely enough. There's no lack here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing. Begin to tithe, because tithing is a tool of abundance and protection. Yes. What I'd like you to do, you can tithe to your local household of faith. You can tithe perhaps to an organization that you believe in what they're doing. But begin to tithe, and tithe simply means 10%. Dime out of every $1 bill, I'm speaking to the American audience now. A dime out of every dollar bill. I don't think that's asking for a lot. But that 10% is a solution for many of our difficulties that we are now overcoming. Remember, the universe is not lacking anything. My God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Don't be afraid to step out on faith. If you believe God, step out on faith. Hey, I'm Glovina Williams. I'm so happy that you joined the Dr. Glovina show today. You've taken out time to be with me. And guess what? I took out time to be with you, because I love you, and what I have and what God has given me, I want to share with you. Maybe you heard something in this podcast that will bless your life, or perhaps the lives of the people that you come in contact with. You're the one. You're the rock that's going to start the ripple effect all around you. I want you to be blessed. I want you to continue to look unto God as the author and the finisher of your faith. I want you to begin to think about the words before you speak them. And if they slip out, grab them. And then just do what? Overcome those words that may not bring your the desire that you want. Overcome those words by speaking a powerful, positive affirmation over it. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid to correct yourself. We call it course correction. I want you to know, again, I love you, and thank you so much for joining me today. You are truly, you're a very, very bright light in my life. I love you. Peace, prosperity, always.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.